With an incoming Trump administration and majorities in Congress, the GOP is poised to finally make good on its promise to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Researchers at the Urban Institute wanted to know what could happen if Congress partially repeals the ACA under a process known as reconciliation, which they tried to do last January. The Institute found a number of probable impacts. Jesse Mandel with Voices for Utah Children says the move would be a big blow for health care in Utah.
Utah stands to lose billions of dollars, really, in state and federal health care dollars, and that's going to have a huge impact on our state budget and really the strength of our overall safety net.
Nearly 30 million Americans could lose coverage, 82% from working families, according to the Institute. Federal health care spending would drop by $109 billion in 2019 and by $1.3 trillion over the next decade. GOP leaders have long said they plan to repeal and replace Obamacare with a system that could include flexible grants to states. Joan Alker with the Center for Children and Families at Georgetown University notes due to the ACA, 95% of children in the U.S. have health insurance.
But now Congress is poised to take a U-turn and taking away affordable coverage options, which would actually double the number of uninsured kids.
If Congress approves a bill similar to the one vetoed by President Obama last January, Mandel says healthcare providers and state taxpayers would also be hit with the costs of uncompensated care when patients without coverage can't pay their bills.
Health insurance is the foundation, I think, for families and kids to have healthy outcomes. When we're talking about what's at stake is that kids could lose coverage and that our governments won't have the safety net to provide for families.
The report says reconciliation could eliminate Medicaid expansion, financial assistance for coverage, and individual and employer mandates. The move would not affect other reforms, including prohibiting insurers from denying coverage due to pre-existing conditions. For Public News Service, I'm Eric Galatis.